The monkeys began roaring triumphantly. However, Mahaparshva angrily took up his iron club and began to drive the monkeys from the battlefield. Rishabha then came to challenge Mahaparshva, but the Rakshasa immediately struck him in the chest with his club, throwing him to the ground unconscious. When Rishabha regained his senses, he again rushed at Mahaparshva, striking him severely in the chest with his fist. Mahaparshva collapsed to the ground, bathed in his own blood, and as he struggled to recover his strength, Rishabha took away his spiked iron club. But before the monkey chief could attack, Mahaparshva got up and punched him, making him fall down in a daze. Rishabha quickly recovered and again picked up the iron club, smashing it against the chest of Mahaparshva. Blood gushed out from his wounds, but still the Rakshasa attempted to take the club from Rishabha's hands. Before he could retake the club, the monkey chief smashed him over the head with the club, causing the Rakshasa to fall down dead, his eyes and teeth completely crushed in. As the Rakshasa army began to flee in fear, the giant Rakshasa Atikai attacked the monkeys from his chariot. Seeing Atikai's colossal size, the monkeys thought that Kumbhakarna had now come back to life, and so they fearfully ran to the shelter of Ram. And Ram was also amazed to see the gigantic Rakshasa Atikaya, and thus he inquired about him from Vibhishan. O Ram, this monstrous Rakshasa named Atikai is the son of Ravana and Danyamalini. By performing severe austerities, he satisfied Lord Brahma, thus receiving benedictions which granted him immunity from death at the hands of the demigods and demons. Lord Brahma also awarded Atikaya weapons, armor, and a chariot. Atikaya thus became extraordinarily powerful. O Ram, in previous battles, Atikaya was able to counteract the thunderbolt of Indra and the nooses of Varuna. So you should kill him at once before Atikaya eliminates the entire army of monkeys. And while Vibhishan was speaking, many of the monkey leaders attacked Atikaya, but the huge Rakshasa tore to pieces all of the trees and mountain peaks that the monkeys hurled at him. As Atikaya began shooting arrows towards the monkeys, he appeared to be unconquerable, although he would not fight with any monkey who was not willing. Leaving the monkeys aside, Atikaya rushed at Ram, challenging him with insulting words. This enraged Lakshman, who took up his bow and rushed towards the Rakshasa. Although Atikaya was astonished to hear the twanging of Lakshman's bow, he took his own arrow and said, "You are merely a youngster, and you should leave the battlefield while you are still able to do so. Why do you foolishly stand before me, acting as if you want to give up your life?" Lakshman's anger flared even more after hearing Atikaya's haughty words, and Lakshman replied with a similar challenge. As Atikaya placed an arrow on his bowstring, the demigods appeared overhead, anxious to see the upcoming duel. Atikaya released his arrow, and Lakshman split it in half with his own, prompting the irritated Rakshasa to quickly send 5 more arrows. Again, Lakshman cut them off and responded with a powerful arrow, which pierced Attikaya's forehead, causing him to tremble violently. After recovering himself, Attikaya praised Lakshman as a worthy opponent, and then released a deluge of arrows. But Lakshman continued to foil Attikaya's arrows, causing the enraged Rakshasa to shoot an especially powerful arrow, which entered Lakshman's chest. And although bleeding profusely, Lakshman took out an arrow and empowered it with a mystic mantra from the fire god Agni. When Lakshman released the arrow, Attikaya employed a Surya weapon to counteract it. The two arrows collided in the sky, reducing each other to ashes and falling to the ground. Attikaya then released a Tvashta weapon, and Lakshman countered it with an Indra weapon. Attikaya then discharged a Yama weapon, and Lakshman neutralized it with a Vayu weapon. Lakshman then released a steady stream of arrows, but they simply bounced off of Attikaya's armor and fell to the ground. Lakshman then shot 1,000 more arrows, but the undisturbed Attikaya was able to pierce Lakshman with a single shaft in the chest, causing Lakshman to fall down unconscious. When Lakshman recovered, he was able to knock down Attikaya's flag, and then he killed his horse and charioteer. However, despite releasing his most powerful arrows, Lakshman could not even slightly wound the Rakshasa. And it was at this time that Vayudeva approached Lakshman. The armor Attikaya wears was formerly given to him by Lord Brahma, and so it is impenetrable. Therefore, Lakshman, you should employ your Brahmastra in order to vanquish your enemy. Lakshman then fitted his ultimate weapon onto his bowstring and fired it at Attikaya. The Rakshasa shot many arrows in order to counteract the Brahmastra. And when he saw that the weapon remained unimpeded, Attikaya began to hurl spears, clubs, and axes, but they were to no avail. Indeed, the Brahmastra quickly knocked off Attikaya's enormous head. And as the severed head rolled on the ground, the dejected Rakshasas rushed back to the shelter of Lanka, while the monkeys ran to congratulate Lakshman.